I'm going to read from Sri Aurobindo's magnum opus, Savitri, on love, and then after I will ask you to concentrate for a couple of minutes on peace in the world, because there is a great crisis at the moment, a very serious threat to humanity, and we all need to pray that this is diffused and some sensibility can come back into dictatorial government. Love must not cease to live upon the earth. For love is the bright link twixt earth and heaven. Love is the far transcendence angel here. Love is man's lean on the absolute. For love must soar beyond the very heavens and find its secret sense ineffable. It must change its human ways to ways divine, yet keep its sovereignty of earthly bliss. I've read this before, but we have so many new people, I think we should hear this. On the dumb bosom of this oblivious globe, although as unknown beings we seem to meet, our lives are not aliens, nor as strangers joined, moved to each other by a causeless force. The soul can recognize its answering soul across dividing time and on life's roads, absorbed, wrapped, travel. Turning, it recovers familiar splendors in an unknown face, and touched by the warning finger of swift love, it thrills again to an immortal joy, wearing a mortal body for delight. There is a power within that knows beyond our knowings. We are greater than our thoughts, and sometimes earth unveils that vision here. To live, to love, are signs of infinite things. Love is a glory from eternity's spheres, abased, disfigured, mocked by baser minds that steal his name and shape and ecstasy. He is still the Godhead by which all can change. Let us have 2 minutes of concentration for peace. We have many new people here tonight. So briefly, I would like to tell you the purpose of the Om Choir. In 1961, the mother gave me my first Adesh. She said to me, "You must bring down a new music." And I was very young. I had just turned 23. I was studying music, voice, and I said, "Mother, I don't know anything about combining words and music." And Mother said to me, "No, no, you must go far above words and bring down the pure music. And that is what the Om Choir has been doing all these years, aspiring to the divine, opening this instrument, the only one we have, this human body, to allow a new music to descend into a collective consciousness, one sacred body. Throwing out ego, throwing out the mind and all its judgments of good and bad music, and just being instruments for the descent of this transformative, enabling, effectuating new music. And it comes. It comes every week, and more people join us each week because they feel the presence of the Divine Mother and Sri Aurobindo in this room. And the walls are filled with the vibrations of Om. Margaret has prepared you a little bit, practicing certain exercises. And we'll do a few more tonight. And then we usually sing four Oms. We ask new people to listen to the first one, and those who have been here many times will sing the first Om. There comes a moment when we feel the descent has taken place, and there is silence, and someone reads briefly from Mother or Sri Aurobindo. And then the next Om begins. The fourth Om we do standing up when the body is in the most receptive position to receive the new music. I ask you to go very deep within tonight, to invoke the divine presence in each soul and in this collective soul. Let us begin. Ma, 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 ma. best to get all the music out. So stretch your mouth as much as possible, and you'll have twice the sound with no more effort. Wonderful. Singing seconds against each other, which are dissonant, but when we put it all together, it will be harmonious. Right here. Ooh. the joy of uniting together in this wonderful aspiration. Thank you all for coming, bearing with the heat.
Oft, inspiration with her lightning feet, a sudden messenger for the all-seeing tops, traversed the soundless corridors of his mind, bringing her rhythmic sense of hidden things. A music spoke, transcending mortal speech, as if from a golden file of the all-bliss, a joy of light, a joy of sudden sight, a rapture of the thrilled, undying word poured into his heart as into an empty cup. A repetition of God's first delight, creating the young and virgin time.
Remember that anyone can begin, because we are all one, and there are no wrong notes.
all here, where each thing seems its lonely self, are figures of the sole transcendent one. Only by him they are. His breath is their life. An unseen presence molds the oblivious clay.
Thank you. translucent ambience, mystically clear. The eyes were doors to a celestial sense. Hearing was music, and the touch a charm. And the heart drew a deeper breath of power.
Oh. words by Sri Aurobindo. When the mind is quiet, there is peace, and in that peace, all things that are divine can come. When there is not the mind, there is the self, which is greater than the mind.
Thank you.
light without obscurity. Light without obscurity. Tonight there is nothing to say, but I leave you with one line from Savitri. Silent and listening in the silent heart for the coming of the new and the unknown.